This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Anti-Defamation League said there was a 57% increase in anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. in 2017 compared to 2016. According to a 2001 study funded by the EPA, Americans spend more than 90% of their lives inside. People with disabilities make up nearly 20% of the population, yet account for about 2% of on-screen characters, some 95% of which are played by able-bodied stars. In every 60 seconds, people around the world will purchase 1 million plastic bottles and 2 million plastic bags. Faced with a major housing crisis, Los Angeles is trying out an idea that some hope is so wild that it just might work, helping homeowners build small houses in their backyards and rent them to people who have spent months living in their cars, shelters, or on the streets. A recent study by MIT found that falsehoods were 70% more likely to be retweeted than accurate news. Cornell School of Industrial and Labor Relations has suspended a six-year-old research and exchange program with Renmin University in Beijing after the school punished at least a dozen students who joined a nationwide call for better protections for low-income workers in China. At Pinkerton, a private security and detective agency, since 1850, requests for executive security have increased from 20 to 30% per year for the last 5 years. A French study following 70,000 adults, mostly women, for 5 years reported that the most frequent consumers of organic food had 25% fewer cancers overall than those who never ate organic. President Trump announced that he intends to send 5,200 troops to the border to stir up antagonism around migrant issues. Federal Reserve Bank is debating adding new regulatory categories of banks based not only on size but other risk factors such as international activities, off-balance sheet exposures, and reliance on volatile forms of short-term funding. United Kingdom and Spain have both indicated they are moving forward to 2020 to collect a tax on big digital company revenues generated in their countries. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMF.